Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. You never know. It could be yours.
It could definitely be yours. Buggle up and hold up. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Get into sexy mode.
It could definitely be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Wow. Thank you, sexy.
Hi, I'm Marco Spoon.
Marco Spoon, man.
Straight out of Chicago. Straight out of Chicago, yeah.
Philly, what up, Marco Houston. Spoon?
Yeah, Philly and Houston, too.
Here we go. Subject, random women in my home. Here we go. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are both 28 years old, and we have a 2-year-old daughter. He's white, and I'm black. He's a semi-pro athlete, and we live in a nice community of young couples. I work in hospital administration, and we met when he came to speak to our pediatrics unit. We will be married a year in December, if we make it, because my husband really showed out this summer. We got our backyard kitchen done, and we put a swim up bar in our pool, so he wanted to have a big 4th of July celebration. I loved the idea, as long as everyone would be outside on the patio, in the pool, or out on the deck by the lake. I planned for around 30 people, but we ended up having close to 100 people in and around our home.
Wow.
My husband kept telling me it was cool, but my OCD and anxiety had me in a frenzy all day. We made it through that day without anything being broken or stolen. He promised to never do that again, but he lied. Most weekends are a free-for-all for him and his buddies, and he allows his boys to bring random women to our home to hang out in our pool. I do believe my husband got married too soon because he's had the best summer ever doing cannonballs in the pool and drinking a six-pack a day. Now that football season is here, they've moved to our man cave on Sundays, and the women are now all over my basement. I told my husband that women are not allowed in our home, and he accused me of being antisocial, and that's not it at all. He said his friends and guests can feel my negativity, and it's not a good look. I am trying to regain control of my house, not make new friends. Am I being rude and unreasonable? Well, I won't say you're being unreasonable, but you're being a little rude-ish, because it is your home. I get that. You do want to be comfortable in your home. You know, and these people are guests in your home. Do you want them there? No, you don't. My question is, don't they have homes? Why don't they host, you know, some of these weekends that your husband can't seem to stay away from? Spend the weekends at their houses sometimes. Your husband is acting like he's back in the college frat house partying with his college buddies. This is immature, and it is disrespectful because you don't like it, and you guys haven't even discussed this to try and find some sort of happy medium. When does he spend time with you and the child is what I want to know, because that's not in the letter. He's just spending time with his boys and their random women. You never mentioned that you guys do anything together. He's way more into his friends, according to this letter, than he is into you and the baby. And that's sad. That's not a good look. He lied to you and promised he wouldn't invite them over anymore after the first time, but they've been coming ever since. You guys have a major problem because he doesn't seem to care what you think or how you feel about what he's got going on. He is worried that his friends think you're negative and antisocial, though. They went from outside at the pool to the man cave inside the house, and it's just a matter of time now before they come up and invade the whole house where you and the baby are. He could help you regain control of the house, but he's not, because he's not interested in that. He's having too much fun doing whatever he wants to do with his boys and his friends. He's in too deep right now with his friends, and I don't see an end in sight, maybe an end to this marriage, though.
Wow.
Yeah, Tommy.
Wow. Right when I thought I wore the crown of being stupid, somebody steps in and they more stupid than me. Wow. Mm. Now listen.
We thought it was impossible too. Yeah.
Let me be real. Carla, you've come hung out at my place before. I got all these backyard toys this man got.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Got all these backyard toys, but guess what? I don't understand. There's no way in the world we got random women.
Right.
At my house.
Hello, that part. Random.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Any of the men that come by my house and hang out with me, 9 times out of 10, they married. If they not married, they got a girlfriend that we've been knowing. But don't nobody just show up at my house with some random women. But how stupid can you be?
Right.
Are you serious? Now, evidently, the other fellas don't have a nice house. He must have a house with all the money. He must have all the toys. Mm-hmm. So this is the place to hang out. But
there has to be
some respect, and then you got to compromise with your wife. Mm-hmm. That's just it. If your wife cool with people coming over, now let me say this. I done threw Christmas parties 300 people deep. Ain't ever doing that again. Ever. Are we doing that again?
Yeah.
When you throw these big shebangs, you got to be ready for everything that can go wrong. People tearing up your house, people doing this and that. But if you are every weekend for your boys to think that this is the spot, come on, man. You are straight disrespecting your wife. Ask your wife what she can tolerate and then stay on the other side of that. That's all you got to do. That's just being respectful.
That's it. Yep.
You're gonna lose your damn wife acting a damn fool, acting like you 25 years old. If you don't get yourself together.
Doing cannonballs in the pool.
What old ass man still doing cannonballs?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is craziness.
Right.
Yeah, he's still too old. Exactly, Junior.
It's an age limit on cannonball.
All right, hang on, everybody. Hang on. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of Steve's response. We'll also hear from Junior. Today's subject, random women in my home. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour with never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is random women in my home. This woman wrote in. She and her husband are both 28 years old. They have a 2-year-old daughter. He's white. She's black. He's a semi-pro athlete. They live in a nice community amongst young couples. They got their backyard done. They have a pool with a swim-up bar and a kitchen and all this so they can barbecue outside. They have a lake. You know, the backyard is really, really nice. So they wanted to have a big 4th of July weekend party. And the wife wanted to have about 30 or so people. Husband got into it, turned into about 100 people. He has so much fun till every weekend thereafter, he's having people over to the house. I mean, they moved from when football season started, they moved from the backyard into the man cave in the basement. And the problem with that is his buddies are bringing all these random women and they're just walking through her house. So she's trying to get him to see that this is wrong, but he's telling her that his buddies think that she's antisocial and she's negative. So she's like, no, it's not that. I just want to regain control of my house, not make new friends. She wants to know she's being rude or unreasonable. Junior?
Yeah.
What you got?
I'll tell you what I got right now. You know, I'm with Tommy. This is absolutely stupid. Mm-hmm. You let 100 people come to your backyard and, you know, play on your patio, all in your pool, swimming up to the bar, all of that. But I noticed something here, Tommy, and I just want you to go with me on this, Tommy. I noticed something. We need to flip this. See, he don't care about random people. You don't care about random people. This is what you need to do. See, let me show you. You work in hospital administration. Okay? Random people be in there all the time. So what I think we need to do, now this may be a little extreme, but we need to drain this pool. Drain this pool, get all the water out.
Okay.
Now, turn your backyard into an urgent care. Here we go. Here comes some random ass people. They on the way. Turn that man cage turn to a 4-person triage center. Cause you finna get your co-workers to come work your whole urgent care in your backyard. Cause it's gonna be about 100 of y'all. And then you know
COVID
be like
testing.
They just be hollered out over the intercom in the house. Gunshot victim on the way. See right there, here comes some random people right now. You don't know who got shot. You finna have some random people on the way. I'm telling you, stab room victim coming in. Clear room two. Here we go. We got random ass people all in here. You got people sitting upstairs waiting. You got people waiting on results. You got doctors coming through here. You got orderlies coming through here. You got caretakers. You got nursing assistants, CNNs, CNAs. Everybody's finna be in your backyard. I need to order some morphine. Bring the orbital morphine to step room two, please. So all this random ass people finna be in here. It's gonna be a madhouse. And he be like, what's all these random people doing here? No, when you did it, you did it. Now I'm doing it. So who is that upstairs in the kitchen? I don't know. They waiting on somebody down here. We don't have to know. Can't start calling our names. Melissa Ferguson. Who is that? We don't know. They random people. That's all we know. They random people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Melissa Ferguson.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We don't even know. Yeah. I'm telling you. I need a T9 blue stat. That's all you're going to be hearing coming through the house. What the hell is that?
Her random needs to match his random.
But you're wearing the way crazy because you work in hospital administration. Just get some random people in here and see how he feels.
Yes.
Turn your backyard into an urgent care and he see all the stuff you deal with. How you feel about random people?
Swim up. Swim.
That's all I know.
Swim up and deliver your baby. Swim up and deliver
No. Water birth. Yeah. No. All in the guest bedroom. They got a birth going on upstairs. Who is that in there? Don't worry about it. They random people. They just having a baby. Don't even worry about it.
Labor?
Yeah, she in labor. Get some random people in here.
Junior.
Get random people in here. And watch how you feel. Because that's how your wife felt. She worried about all I belong, everything that I work for. She worried about if this going to be missing. Well, you know, we don't know if they steal them. Now. We don't know. We don't have no idea if they steal or not. But I'll tell you what is going on over here, though. They resetting the leg in the master bedroom. That's what they do. Some random people in there. That's all I know. I don't know what's missing, but we resetting the leg. Yeah.
I love it, Junior.
Yeah, get some random people up in there. That's what you need to do. Get random people all up in there. Quit worried about all this. Get you some random people. You got to worry about it. When, matter of fact, when you say move out the way, sir, the gurney coming down the stairs. They bringing the gurney down the damn stairs. Who on the gurney? We don't know. They random people. Okay? They in here. Ambulance in the driveway.
Hey, Junior, they are removing bunions in the garage. They are removing bunions.
They're getting it.
Foot surgery. Foot surgery.
Phlebotomy is coming through. Move. I got to draw some blood out of room 3. Move.
That's a lab?
Yeah, you got a lab in there.
Yeah, they coming in to get stuff drained. They getting it drained.
Yes. Drain everything. And the people that brought them in there, all in the kitchen, just making coffee with your Keurig. Who is that? I don't know. Random people. That's all you need to have. That's it.
All right, Junior.
I love it, Junior.
I think we get it. Yeah.
Give him a taste of that. Own medicine.
Match his random with your random. Thank you, Junior.
New booties in the attic.
Cosmetic surgery. All right, guys, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.